Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you learn something.
Or maybe you laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to our podcast.
What's up, baby?
Got some curls going on right now.
It's like, no. If I had a dog that was the size of a mouse, that could be like an agility hoop.
My hair curl?
Yeah, the one hanging out by your ear there.
Oh my god.
It was that big. It was like the size of a large hair curl. Remember the old fashioned hair curler, the rollers?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not old fashioned, I don't know. Just nobody in this house uses them.
Well, no, because nobody in this house cares about their appearance.
But it was about, oh, that's not true.
Who cares about
Emily?
She doesn't care that much.
But god, she changes clothes every time she changes what she's doing during the day.
She likes clothing.
Oh, I'm going to read now. I got to go change my clothes.
You're so mean.
Wow. She can't change clothes enough to wear all the clothes she has.
I don't really have a random thought, so maybe our random
you
thought
didn't look
is
up
just
any interesting Florida man stuff or anything?
No, man. I'll
do
are
you
right
kidding
now.
Me?
I'm very busy.
Hey, I read an interesting article on the toilet today.
Well, let's all imagine that.
And it was in, I don't know if it was Australia or where, another country. And this young dog was getting chased by some feral dogs.
What? Are you going to make it?
I don't know.
Because you're sniffing.
I will
coughing
make it long enough for
right
the podcast. That's uh-huh all that's important.
Because everybody's listening. You're sniffy and coughing.
I'm sorry. Right. It only bothers 50% of you folks. Anyways. This young dog jumped into a river.
Ooh.
To escape the feral dogs.
And?
Well, it jumped into a river and there was three giant crocodiles
oh
hanging
no
out right
oh
there.
No. Oh, no.
But two of the crocodiles took it upon themselves to use their snouts to push the dog down river away from the feral dogs and then push it up close to shore.
What?
Yeah.
They
yeah
didn't just eat. They didn't
nope
just eat the dog.
Nope.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
The article said it was a sentient behavior example of empathy among species
okay
or between species.
Were they not just pushing it down to the third crocodile so it could eat that one, and
no
then they were going to eat the
I
other?
I think the third crocodile just kind of hung back.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
That's
he probably didn't yeah trust his two buds, and he's like, I'm not going to eat the dog, and I don't trust you guys not to eat the dog, so I'm going to hang back.
Huh.
So, but they didn't. They helped them get away from their feral dogs and out of the river.
That's so nice, really. Before
yeah
we go on to the helpful part of our podcast, can I tell you the only weird news I have?
Is there a helpful part of our podcast? I'm just kidding. Okay, man.
It's too late.
Do you need another two fingers of Crown Royal, baby?
I need about 18 fingers of Crown Royal. So, in other related news to feral dogs and doggies, the Wienermobile has a name change.
Oh, no, what is it?
It was Frankmobile, but they're back to Wienermobile. And as you can tell, Poggy the puppy is very excited
about that. Poggy!
Oh,
best laugh.
since we've talked about alligators.
It was the Wiener Mobile.
Yeah, whatever.
Why did they change it? Was there outcry because of the name Wiener Mobile?
Possibly.
You
started coughing again.
It's not like it was the cock rocket or anything. Okay. That's what they should call it. Well, you know the Wienermobile has a wrapper on it, a bun on it too, so it could be like the.
No, don't.
The sausage wrapper or something like that.
So anyway.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk and help you with your writing right now.
We're gonna talk about what?
Writing and helping people about their lives.
I guess that's what this podcast is supposed to be about.
You can tell we're experts.
Jesus.
Okay, so this is about your big liar, your character's disbelief, and we're doing a hybrid.
Your what? Character's disbelief?
Yes. So we're doing a hybrid writing tip / Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast this week because I didn't have time to do the writing tip by itself.
Can I ask you a question? This is a serious related question.
We only just started.
So if what you're talking about, does the character possess some trait that the reader is sort of expected to suspend or expand their level of disbelief?
No.
For?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you listen for a hot second, then maybe you would learn. Hey,
I like to ask questions first. That way the presenter knows what to target during their presentation to answer my question.
Really?
And then I know if they're just all like generalistic about it, then I know they're full of crap. All
right, ready?
Yes.
So we wrote down all the important stuff at carriejonesbooks.blog and in the podcast notes and also on livinghappy.substack.com. But we're going to talk about it right now. And God knows if we're going to make it through it, because between Sean being a little extra and Pogi being a little extra, I have my doubts. Ready?
Pogi's asleep. Oh, she just raised her head.
All right. So the big lie, or the character's misbelief in your story.
Yeah.
Is a major key to your character's story arc,
yeah.
Which is basically the emotional change and growth of who your character is.
Right? Yeah.
Like, as they go throughout the story, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did that make sense to you? Did you follow that?
I follow it.
All right. So the lie, or that disbelief, drives the stupid or the wonderful things that the character does in the story. It's like what motivates them a lot. Like, your character has a goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They want to do something. They have a yearning.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, the big lie kind of like feeds into that big character. What are you doing with your mouth?
Oh, I was yawning.
Oh my God, you're such an asshole.
No, it wasn't.
You're such an asshole.
You're not boring me. I've been thinking about related stuff this whole time you've been talking.
So sometimes the main character, I'm just going to try to get through this. So sometimes the protagonist or the main character or the hero of your story doesn't believe the big lie that they tell themselves.
Yeah.
But everyone else does. So everybody else is saying the big lie and your character is the only one who's right, which is super cool. That is not your life.
I've got an example.
No, God help me. All right. Ready?
So I tell every day, like 1,000 times a day, I say to myself, Sean, you're awesome. And most people believe that. You don't. But most people that don't live in this house believe that.
Or listen to the podcast.
Huh?
Or listen to the podcast.
So, all right. That's like an example, right?
Okay.
I don't believe it, but I say it to myself anyway.
Okay. All right. So let's go back. It's the lie can be a small deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, it can be, I'm going to win the Little Miss New Hampshire song and dance contest, though I can't move my hips and I'm ancient and the contest is for 8-year-olds and under. So, like, that could be.
That doesn't seem small to me.
So that's like a small lie. It's like kind of an individualized, just really about that person.
Right.
And it's something they tell themselves. So in the book, you imagine that they keep doing things to try to win the Little Miss New Hampshire Song and Dance Contest, right?
It sounds like a funny story, actually.
I totally need to write that story.
Yeah.
So then, like, the lie can be a bigger deal on, like, a personal and societal level. Like, it could be might always makes right, or so I'll beat everybody up who gets in my way, kind of deal.
Ah,
right? Yeah. Like, so that could be a thing. Or a lie could be, no one will ever love me. Or a lie is, I'm awesome, or I'm not awesome, right?
Yeah.
Or it can be a million of those things, right? But it's something that's not true. In the world of you, or the world of your story, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with your eyes now?
I'm just trying to make
you laugh. You're pulling your eyes open. I am married to an 8-year-old boy. Oh my God.
See?
That's so wrong. I need to be married to a grown up. All right,
I
so,
can enter a dance contest for 8-year-olds.
You can be in Little Mr. New Hampshire song and dance contest. So on the blog called Writers Helping Writers, they say that the big thing is this, right? Your lie has to move the plot forward, and it has to relate to your story's theme, right?
Yes.
Gosh, I have typos everywhere. So they also break it down to the inner and outer lies, which are a bit like character-driven lie and plot-driven lie, right? So one's inside and one's outside. And they write, the plot-driven stories often focus primarily on an outer world lie, such as like the Hunger Games lie that oppressive government is necessary, or Jurassic Park's lie that science should always be advanced, or character-driven stories, they usually focus on an inner lie, like men and women can't be friends in Harry and Met Sally or Our Life, or money is the measure of worth in Christmas Carol, right? So an inner world lie affects the character's outer world, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it even becomes the outer world's lie.
Sure.
And vice versa. Like an outer world lie can become crucial to the character's inner conflict and self-estimation. Right?
Right.
But the distinction is important. Not so much because of how the lie manifests in the story as it is because of where that lie originated. Where did this lie come from? Who or what gave this lie to the character? And what do the answers mean for the character's motivations and ultimate arc in the story? So I'm going
to
talk.
That's a lot to digest.
Yeah,
right,
man.
There.
And I'm going
to
talk more about this on the blog, right?
Yeah.
In the weeks to come. But
are
I
you?
Think, yeah.
Okay.
As long as I remember. But what we also want to do is like have you think about that for your own life, right? Like, is there something you believe that might not be quite right? Something like Sean talked about with Sean is awesome. Is he awesome? Is he not awesome? It's kind of subjective. A lot of the time, Sean is super awesome. So sometimes like that lie might be that you're bad at art or sports or school. Sometimes it might be that you can only be loved if you're perfect. Sometimes it might be that if you just work hard enough, you can be Bill Gates rich, right?
Yeah.
So just like for your character, your lie can be destructive to your own life.
Yes.
Whoa, right? Do you think you have any lies in your life, boo?
No.
So, on Writers Helping Writers, Angela Ackerman writes, "We are often our own biggest critics, aren't we? Whenever something goes wrong, we feel disappointed, frustrated, upset, or hurt, and that fallout might cause others around us to suffer too, causing further anguish and guilt. When that happens, unless the situation was in no way tied to us, we tend to blame ourselves. And when the character's thoughts circle disempowering beliefs that they are incompetent or naive or defective or lack value as a reason for their failures, it eats away at their self-worth. And this, combined with the need to identify the pain and cause, will lead to a specific effect called the internal lie." Like, that's how the lie starts, right?
Wow.
So this lie, which some people call a false belief or a misbelief, is a conclusion reached through flawed logic. And so you're caught in a vulnerable state, and this character like tries to understand or rationalize their painful experience, only to falsely conclude that fault somehow lies within them.
Wow.
For instance,
since
I was a little
right
kid,
there.
Here, like I was Carrie as a little kid, like her mom, her dad left, her brother left, her sister left, everybody left before I was 4, and I kind of figured that everybody
was abandoning you.
Always leaves.
Because you suck? Is that how you felt? Like,
yeah.
I wasn't trying to be a dick.
You are often a dick. But yeah, like, I thought that everybody leaves because I'm not perfect is somehow my fault because I was 3 or something, and I was very self-involved because I was 3. And so if I was writing a character in that book, that character would have abandonment issues. And they would be conflict averse because they would be thinking they have to be perfect all the time and they couldn't fight and argue with anybody because then the people won't love them and they'll leave. Or the character could always make sure they're the person who does leave because they'd be so afraid of other people leaving them. Oh,
can I yell at the dog real quick?
No. We're good. We're good.
We're not done yet.
Well, okay, well, say what you need to say.
No, you need to go back to that thing.
Okay.
And then go all the way up to the top of the quote right here. You said, where men and women can't be friends.
Yeah.
You slid in the words, or us. Meaning,
you trying told to me be funny. That I couldn't be friends with someone a very long time ago.
Oh, because that's because you wanted to bang him. That's all.
Did not want to bang him. That would be Shawnee's character in Mr. Leaf because he forgets that I don't ever want to bang anyone. Pokey!
Oh, yay! Come here. Except for me.
Oh,
every day.
Oh, of course. Every second of every day.
Well, that's true, but I love people. What's the dog's hit, baby?
You said you had it.
I'm just teasing.
What's the dog tip?
Well, it's not really. It's not a dog tip so much because we're talking about, you know, personal lies, like the big lie that you tell yourself. Pogie's big lie is that she's a badass.
And she's not.
When really, if we even go out on the deck for like a minute, 30 seconds, and we come back inside, she acts like we've been gone all day, and she tinkles a little on the floor, and she just is so excited and full of love.
She doesn't tinkle on the floor.
Like, if she was a human, like a dude, her motto would be, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the writing tip of the pod is just to think about your character's lie and what is it that they wrongly believe.
Does every character in a book have a lie?
If it's a good book.
I didn't mean every character, but like every main character.
Yeah, if it's
does
a
every
good
story
book.
Arc have a lie, kind of a character arc that includes that big lie?
Usually. Sometimes writers don't realize they're doing it, but they usually do if they're a pretty decent book.
That might be my problem.
It could be my
character arc is flat.
Like, I mean, in real life?
My real life personal character arc.
That's because you refuse to believe that you tell yourself lies.
It's flat.
Because you refuse to be introspective. Why do you think that is?
Oh, yeah, you're right. My character arc looks like a big old spike, actually. Like, it goes up really fast and down really fast because I lie so much. That's why. Not to anybody but myself.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
What do you lie to yourself about?
Well, you know, how good I am.
No, it's the opposite.
That I've never suffered any sort of trauma in my life.
Oh, that's a definite lie.
And, you know,
clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't